gut sollte es dort kommen.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege of learning from you again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that as many as should be here today, bring them speedily and let everyone be visited. Father, this topic, you want to actually bring about liberation. You want to show us the things we are missing. Lord, I pray that you visit everyone. Let everyone be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. The topic remains the wells of water. The topic we are starting, it's going to be a series, and it's called the wells of water. The topic is actually taken from Genesis 21:19. The Bible speaking says, "Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and gave the lad a drink." So the lad was almost dying because of thirst, after being in the desert for quite a while, and Hagar was almost giving up. And then suddenly God opened her eyes to a well of water not far from her, and she was able to give the child, that's Ishmael, a drink. So that's it. That's exactly what we're going to be looking at. And see this as God trying to open your eyes to all the opportunities around you that you probably know nothing about, or you didn't even know they were there. And just like they said, what you don't know, maybe what is, you know, they use the word killing. In quote, they are saying that what you don't know may be exactly what you are suffering from. What you don't know may be exactly why you don't have that success that you really want to have. What I don't know may be exactly where I am. So let's dive in this month and explore the things that God has in store for us. You know, a wise man once said that opportunities often come dressed in work clothes, maybe in lab clothes or any kind of work clothes. If you came in a tuxedo, dressed in white and glistering shoes, the shoes shining and all that, who's going to miss such a person? Everybody wants to see him because it catches attention. But when opportunity comes in, it comes in so subtle, so silent, it's just normal, just a normal guy. That's how opportunity comes, and that's why we miss it. Because if it came specially, we won't miss it. Opportunities often come as just a normal church service, and that's why people miss the blessing. If they said it's special program, it's Shiloh, it's all the special programs we know about, then everybody goes in with expectation. Did you know that the same God at all these special programs is the same God in the normal house fellowship that you go on Saturdays? That you walk in late, just treat with levity and anything, or maybe the normal midweek service, is the same God who will change lives, heal the sick, raise the dead, a special program. Is still the same God that you see every day. Is the same God who is present here now. The Bible says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst." So that means, if the same God is here right now, cancer can still be healed. Problems can be solved. It's just about your faith and my faith. May we not miss the best of God this month, in Jesus' name. One thing I always tell myself is this: if God can do it in December, He can do it now. Why wait till December when God can actually do it now? Remember, the topic is still wells of water. In certain instances in the Bible, God had to personally show people their well of water that they so desperately need. And opportunities are often so close but hidden. They are hidden in relationships, hidden in right timing, and in physical locations. Opportunities determine success. But when recognized, that's only when you recognize them on time and also maximize the right way. For example, many people have met guys that should be their husband and just thought he's just a regular guy. Because when you look at him from head to toe, so to say, there's nothing special about him. The same thing with women, with men. You saw some girls and you're like, ah, she's not even beautiful. How many of us have seen people before, maybe ladies? Okay, let me just say ladies or guys, that when you look at that person, I mean, she doesn't catch attention, she's not beautiful, she's not handsome. And after 3 years, you look at this same person, he or she looks so attractive. Maybe after getting married, and you're like, this same person? How come she looks so beautiful? How come he looks so handsome? Have you ever seen anyone like that before? I have. And you're like, really? So they have all this beauty in them, and they just look normal. So imagine Peter and his fellow professional fishermen fishing all night and caught nothing. These guys were not just beside the wells of water. They were in the water itself. And you know why I actually feel? Not only feel now, I'm just talking naturally. You know, as a child of God, you believe everything the Bible says. But I'm talking naturally now. You know why I feel that that situation is actually so true? And I'm going to tell you. So number one, why will a fisherman fish all night? What kind of ship do they have? You know, at those times, 2,000 years ago, it would be a normal ship made of wood. So why would they even stay there all night? Normally, maybe they would stay 2 hours, catch fish, and leave. Those guys are probably getting fresh fish every day. So there's no point getting all the fish in the world. They just want to get something that will feed their family or that they will sell, and they are gone. They are done. How big could their nets be? But these guys fished all night. Why I think they actually fished all night is this. They caught nothing. They're like, excuse me, we are in a river that we've been fishing all our life. Our grandfather fished there. Our father's father fished there. How come we are not getting any fish tonight? It's like all the fishes had a meeting and said, you know that Peter guy and his friends? We can allow every other person to catch us. But that Peter guy, we know when he comes out. We are going to hide from them today. And then all the fishes, imagine all the fishes hiding. They said, you know what? They will start from the east coast. They will come to the west coast. So guys in the east coast, around 9 o'clock, go down where their nets can never reach. And then maybe after 2 hours, come back again. Because we know they are going to pass through your side first. And let's do it gradually until they come to the end. And when they are leaving again, begin to hide again so that they will catch nothing. It's almost like that. How can you go to a river and catch nothing? And now, for Jesus to even blow the whole bubble, he said, cast your fish to the right side. They are on the river for God's sake. What's the difference between the right side and the left side? It's the same thing. Fishes will always move across. If you can't catch a fish by the left, the fish will have moved to the right. So they will still catch something. So something odd happened. Why am I pressing so much on this? Why am I saying so much about this? If you look at your life and I look at my life, have you not gone through situations in life that it felt like we are catching nothing in a sea full of fishes? Like everybody catches fish on that same river, and the moment you get there, it looks as if all the fishes are gone. People are doing one kind of business and everybody's succeeding, and the moment you get into it, it's like, oh, everything just ended when you got there. Or for a man or a woman, you want to get married? That's for those listening now or those who will listen later. You want to get married and it looks like out of all the sea of men you see every day, there is just no right one. Out of all the sea of women, no right one. And you're like, why is everybody able to get their own and I can't get mine? But this word is for you today. Because all you need is the right relationship, which we'll be talking about. Imagine Jesus coming in after they've stressed themselves all night. They just gave Jesus a little space in their life. Maybe that's all I need to do today. Maybe that's all you need to do today. To give Jesus a little space. I'm not saying to become born again. I want to assume that you are born again already. And you are still in Christ. But I'm saying, in that part of your life, in your business, have you been walking and walking with your own wisdom? Have I been walking and walking with my own wisdom? In that aspect where you are having challenges, have I been using all my wisdom all day long? Maybe it's time to take a break and ask Jesus, the Lord of the sea, to just say, cast your net to the right side. The only reason Peter did it was because it was Jesus that said so. And Jesus already had a track record of keeping his word. So for you and I, maybe you just need to take one day off, 2 days, 3 days, of prayer and fasting to say, Jesus, show me the right side of the boat. Because the right side that I've been using may remain the wrong side until Jesus speaks a word. Now they cast their net during the daytime on the sea that they've toiled all night. When is the best time to catch fish? At night, of course. They are active at night because they are not seeing shadows. There's no noise. Nothing is distracting them. Nothing is scaring them. So they have a few days and enjoying themselves. And they caught nothing at that time. Maybe they told you this is the time to do that business. And when you did it, nothing worked. Or maybe your career. Or whatever it is you are doing or that I am struggling with. All we need to do is say, Jesus, show me the right side. Can we just say that one moment? Jesus, show me the right side. Show me the right side. I remember from experience, this web design thing, Jesus told me to do web design. I remember, I think it was 2015, starting the year, I was asking him what I was going to do for the year and he said, web design. And excuse me, I studied construction. I don't like it, of course, but there are other aspects of construction I like that I was doing well. I was doing architectural designs, doing structural designs. I was still good at those things. And I could do those things and still make a lot of money. But Jesus said, web design. I was just trying out web design then, so I wasn't really good. And he said, web design. That same year, I had somebody stay on my neck. Even when I told him that I'm not that good, though, he said, don't worry. Come and use my own as an experiment. And he still paid me. And that year, he paid me about $100,000 or so. That's a lot of money then. To somebody you know who actually told you by himself that it's not really good. And you say, don't worry. Don't worry. Just show me what you've done. If you did this one, you can do, man. I'm like, this aspect, he said, don't worry. You come and do it. That's what I'm talking about. The same thing that I've been doing it for a period of time at that time. And there was nothing. But because God said this year, do it. Everything started working and staying in place. It's not about what you are doing. It's not about your career. It's not about your business. It's about God saying, this is it. When Jesus says this is it, it will work. You can imagine God telling the clay he made and he says, hey, leave. This is Adam. Maybe the devil and his demons were just laughing and laughing that this God will not stop to surprise us. We know how you created lion. We know how you created everything else. Why will you now make clay and say you want to create a man like that? And God said, just watch me do it. And that's how God is going to say concerning you this year. Just watch me do it. Because all your mockers, every situation mocking you, will look back and say, wow. Wow. You know what Adam said when he saw the woman? He said, wow, man. This is a wow, man. He said, wow. Wow. He just started talking. When you are so happy, if you've seen drunk people before, they just start talking all manner of things. I feel that's exactly what Adam felt. Say, wow. Oh, this is the bone of my bone. This is the flesh of my face. He just started saying all manner of... He was sleeping when God did it. How did he know it's the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh? He just started talking and talking and talking. Because what he saw amazed him. That is exactly what will be your case this year. Everything you see, by God will amaze you. The same thing you've been doing that didn't have results, by the time you finish this year, not this year, this year is too far, this month, by the time you finish this month, you say, wow, this can only be God. See, there are some testimonies that when you see, you are able to hide, but there are some testimonies that you cannot hide, because you will see that this is God. When people ask you, you won't make a mistake to say, oh, you know what, my work, I've been reading a lot. No, you won't remember all those because you know this is God that did it. That will be your testimony. That will be my testimony in the name of Jesus. Jesus comes to the scene. Everything got transformed. That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. So this month, we'll be looking at different aspects of opportunities. Jesus came to the scene and everything changed. That's Jesus. However, we will not just be looking at Jesus this year, because all Jesus will do will be to speak. Once he speaks, that's all. And for some of us, he has already spoken for this year. All we need to do is just act. That's all. So we'll be looking at the forces that God uses in bringing opportunities to us. Some of them are people, which is the first one. People, that's the first line of opportunity we are looking at. Every opportunity we walk through people, almost everyone. The first thing we are looking at in the wells of water, we'll be looking at about four items, four major things. The first one is people. People. Don't ever play with people. That's talking about right relationships. God always uses right relationships. Even Jesus needed people when he came to the world. So who are you and I not to need people? That success that you have been praying for, that marriage, that business, that career. See, imagine in a place of work, who actually makes you promoted? Hard work? No, it's not hard work. It's people. You can work so hard, do all the things you think you should do. If somebody at that place of work says, we don't know what she's doing, she's not even good, or he's not good, there's no promotion. The person can be at the same spot for only God knows how long. The person will just remain there until somebody says, oh, yeah, you deserve some promotion, and just sticks. Yes, there are other things they will use to measure you, but is it not somebody that will approve it at the end of the day? That's people. Somebody says, oh, I want to make a lot of money in business. I have my business. It's not a lot of money you need to make. You need a lot of people to buy the product you are selling. And you just need people to tell people. See, if you are doing a business and you have not gotten to a place where people will gladly tell others about you, there is still no business. Many of the products you are using today, how many of them did you see online? People told you about them. People talk so much about iPhone that you want to do so much to buy it. People talk so much about Samsung and you felt like buying it. It's not the advert. Let them do all the adverts in the world. It's because people said, wow, this is a good product. Wow, I use my iPhone for this. I use my iPhone for that. And you're like, oh, okay, I think I need to get an iPhone, even if you don't need it. Because they said so much about it and it felt like the right phone to buy. Or Samsung, or whatever phone you are using. You probably heard from people. You need people. In life, opportunities are about meeting the right people. See the example of Nathaniel. His brother or his friend told him about Jesus. And he just said, come and see Jesus. Even Jesus needed people to tell people about him. Jesus said, hey, what I tell you, don't tell anyone. And that guy went ahead to tell people. And one person will tell another person. And one person will tell another person. There was no social media those days. So people told people about Jesus. One person told another person, and another person told another person. And guess what? He was not eating anymore, to the extent that he took boat, went to a far place. By the time he got there, 5,000 men, not counting women and children, were there searching for him. How did they know about him? People. My business needs people. It needs somebody to tell somebody. I think I've said it over and over again. Word of mouth is how our business have grown thus far. People will just tell people, oh, that guy is good. That's it. How can a client be working with you for like 4 years? I mean, you don't change your website every day. I've seen clients who build several websites and just still staying with us. It can only be God. But that's telling you about the power of people. Don't play with people. The Bible even went ahead. Jesus himself, not that Paul, Jesus, he said, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall who? Men give. It is human beings that will give it, not angels. Men will give it. God will declare the blessing from above, but men will be used here to deliver the blessing. So the first well of water is people. See, the people you see around you every day may not look like it, but trust me, they may be connected with the people you need. They may just be connected. Now, imagine Joseph in the prison yard. Who would tell Joseph that the dream you've had all your life, that you went to the pit for, that you were sent to prison for, it's another prisoner that will bring you out of it? Imagine if Joseph, as the leader, you know, the boss of the prison, made Joseph a semi-boss in the prison. Imagine if Joseph was not always giving them their food. just feasting and becoming a boss over them all. However, what Joseph did was this. He will look out for their good. He saw somebody unhappy. He said, "Oh, wow, what's happening to you? Cheer up, my friend. What's the matter?" He said, "Oh, we had a dream. Okay, okay. This is the interpretation. This is the interpretation." And he went his way, maybe rejoicing all day. That was Joseph. You can only remember somebody who helps you. It's much more easier. And that guy said, "Whoa, I've sinned. There is a man in the prison. Out of all the people who are free, it's only the guy who has been incarcerated for years that they found out. I don't know for how many years or months he's been there, but he was the only one they found out because somebody talked about him. You need people to talk about you, about your business, about your life. I need people. I don't have money. There is nothing like that. You don't have people. Everybody who is rich has many people in their lives. You just need the right people to buy from you, right people to talk well about you. Even in marriage, you still need people to talk about you. I told you about my story when I wanted to get married. I had a friend talk to my wife about me, and he started saying all manner of good things. Imagine if that friend said it otherwise. Say, "Ah, that guy is not a serious guy. He doesn't have money." Imagine if that guy was saying all the negative things about me. You think it would have been easier for my wife to marry me? Even with all the good things, we still chased her for like 2 years. So, imagine how my life, how your life will be transformed by the right people. We need the right people. And the funniest thing is this. You don't have the power to make the people come to your life. Only God has the power. Only God has the capacity to make the people come to your life and my life. So we need God. I need God. You need God to send the right people into your life. When God wants to protect you, He will take somebody away from your life. When He wants to bless you, He will bring somebody to your life. What you need is just one person. See, if I want to meet the president of any nation today, all I need is just one person talking to me about the president. Imagine if, let's say, the president has another business and somebody just gisting with the president, they are over dinner talking about life, and he says, "You know, my other business, I need a web designer, or I need, you know, all the skills I have." And he says, "Oh, 10 years ago, I used to know a guy. This guy is so intelligent. This guy will not waste your time. Before you say something, you already understand what you are saying, and he will deliver it fast." The president says, "That's the person I need. I'm busy. I need somebody who can interpret my dreams." And he says, "Don't worry, I will get him for you." That's all. That's exactly what happened for Joseph. That's exactly what happened for David. David was in the bush playing with ram, playing with lamb and all that. And guess what? People were in the palace telling Saul about David. Say, "Oh, this guy, he knows how to play his harp. He's very intelligent. He's this. He's anointed." Saul said, "Why are you still wasting time? Go and bring him for me." That's it. He didn't do anything about it. He was not there. He could not influence it. God made somebody talk about him. The same thing for Daniel. There was a time, maybe a long time of silence for Daniel, probably. Maybe he was just doing his normal administrative task. And the king had a problem. And somebody said, "Oh, there is a man. In the days of your father, he is filled with wisdom. Besides saying all this manner of good things." And he said, "Oh, bring him." That was it. He gained his relevance again. Jesus said, "I don't want to be popular." They made him popular by force. People. You need people in your life. The right people. I need the right people in my life. Somebody wants to get married. Doesn't need more money. Doesn't need a better job. You just need the right man or the right woman. A career person. You just need somebody to say you are good enough for the next stage of promotion. A business person. You just need the right people to buy from you. For some of us, what you need is one person that will tell many people about you. One person that will tell many people about you. We just need the right people. That's the end of the episode for today. Let us take one moment and thank God tonight. Daddy, we thank you because we are beginning to be connected with the right people. People begin to like us. People begin to like us because of your favor. People begin to like us. Thank you, Jesus. Because next week, Sunday, everyone here, we have a major testimony to share. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been taking us weeks and months, we take just 2 hours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let there be testimonies, my Father. Let there be testimonies, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. And 1 second, and there was something I got in church, and I want to assume is a word for somebody here. Okay, so the scripture is 1 Samuel 16:7. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." I want to believe that's the word for one of us. In your next decision that you want to take, if it's for you, you will know it is you. I don't know who the person is, but if it's for you, just know it is for you. Maybe you want to make a decision, and on the outside, everything looks perfect. The Bible is saying, check on the heart. If the decision is about a human person, don't just look at the appearance, on how good and perfect the person is. The Bible is saying, pay attention to the heart. If the word is for you, I pray God gives you understanding and the strength to do what God says, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for a wonderful time in your presence today. Thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, we pray that next week, let there be testimonies here, beginning with myself, in Jesus' name. And the person who says amen the loudest, in the name of Jesus. Visit everyone. Let everyone have a testimony of a lifetime. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the extra time today. I'm sure it's worth your time and my time. Next week, please remember you are coming with testimonies next week. Testimonies of people speaking good about you. Testimonies of people buying your product. Testimonies of people saying something that will promote you. Just expect it. Or somebody wants to say something negative and eventually became good for you. Please come with that expectation. God has done it. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all and see you next week.
A good success.com.